Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Time to give shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel?
People have no sense of humor. Gosh. You know about the Brightline train. Jeremy talked about it a couple weeks ago. That's the one that's the high-speed luxury train in Florida, and it's killed 185 people so far. They mocked it. You know, there are the Christmas songs they play next door at 101.9 here?
Yes.
This is the one they play a lot, but. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, they had a Christmas parade in Stuart, Florida. The 2025 Stuart Christmas Parade. They had a float. They had a mock-up of a Brightline car. And on it said, Grandma got over by the bright line. Some people were not happy with that. I think it's hilarious.
Poor Grandma.
Grandma got run over by a bright line. Yeah, it's pretty funny. They did the whole thing, the car, because those cars are beautiful. They're silver with yellow stripes on them. And yeah, they did the whole thing.
That's so.
Now you always say you could find you don't find that funny?
Oh, I find it. I find, look.
That's what I mean. You find humor in most things.
I did this story yesterday with Conan O'Brien saying Jason Bateman killed his dad. And then Will Arnett says, I just got a call from Bateman after his mom died. He goes, he wants to know where your sister lives. And then I read this morning, his sister texted back, Bateman can't take me. I'm not worried about him. Like, they're all in on this dark joke. Yeah. And I've always said this. I can find humor in anything almost. And I'd feel like a hypocrite if I kind of got started clutching my pearls over something.
You could find humor because you could hear it, those big-ass ears. Who gets your shovel today?
I'm surprised you can see with that big-ass noggin over there of yours. When we had you and Ken in studio, Ed and I were struggling to breathe.
Don't ever compare my head size to his. What is he, 8-something?
He said he was 8 1/4.
8 1/4, man. Come on, dude.
There was a guy on my high school team, Pete. Our tackle that went to West Virginia, he had to have a special helmet because it was over 8. He had this gigantic cow.
My head is not over 8. 7.5.
He did a head like a cow.
Well,
who gets your shovel?
I guess can I give it to Ed? Well, you saw the viral video going around. I've had about 30 people send this to me from WBEL, the Bel Air TV guys, who are funny. They posted the picture of Jelly Roll after he lost all his weight because he looks... He looks so different, right?
Yeah,
with that looks like dramatic weight loss.
I know he's good looking. He's a handsome guy without, because even when he shaved his beard, he's like
he's handsome now that he's sitting next to you.
Well, he's a little overshadowed by me, but
yeah. But they put a side by side, and I understand why they put the side by side. I don't think you guys look alike. I think you're making the same facial expression. That's why people think
that was well done because it caught me in a scene from The Wire. It was a certain expression. He's got the same expression on.
Yeah. So, but no, I'm giving it to him. Because if you haven't seen it, I think I've had 50 people send it. 50? Send it to me.
I've gotten a million. People keep sending it to me as well.
My shovel goes to former Michigan football coach Jerome Moore. Listen, this is not me giving him a shovel for all the things that he did having a relationship with the staffer. We've all made mistakes. God knows I've done things that I'm ashamed of. This is the reaction to it. This is, you got fired for cause. You ruined your buyout. You did all of these horrible things. We get that. But now's the time to be an adult. Not go over to her house, kick in the door with a knife, and threaten to cowardly kill yourself because she, quote unquote, ruined your life. She didn't plan anything. You collectively ruined your life. And you didn't ruin your life when you got fired from Michigan. You ruined your life when you kicked in her door. That's when you ruined your life. Because we all know that when this died down, what happened at Michigan, when that died down in 2 years, he would have gotten a job somewhere. He has a winning record at Michigan, and he got better this year from last year. A mid-major would have hired him. He'd have made $1 million of coach football somewhere else and moved on with his life and hopefully grow from it and move on with your life. But you ruined your life when you kicked that woman's door in waving a knife. That's what he gets a shovel for. Like I said, the things at Michigan, you made a mistake. We've all made mistakes. We've all done things that we're very ashamed of. Again, I've done things that I'm very ashamed of. However, it's how you respond to it.
Rob's done things I'm ashamed of.
And that kind of response, dude, that's, come on. Be an adult. Be an adult, man.
How about the other part of this, that if you hadn't read the whole story, like, so he knocks the girl up, he starts stalking her.
Yeah.
And then, I don't want to say forces her to get an abortion, but I guess, kind of strong arm her into doing it. And then once they had a closed door meeting with all the other coaches that didn't involve him, he found out about it. He went over her house with the knife and kicked in the door, waving the 4-4. Sorry, I'm not going to make a joke.
Oh, Papa, don't hit me no more. Well, nobody died. Yeah. No, like,
but did you die?
You got to make a joke of it. Yeah, honestly, just he gets the shovel for you. Man, come on, dude. You know, but you got to bounce back from this. Antonio in Rosedale has been waiting patiently. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. It was good to see you, Ed.
You too, man. Thank you for coming out last night. It was a great event.
Yeah, babe. You were looking good.
You're looking good too, babe.
Which of the Ravens' Final Four games will be the hardest? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day too, Antonio. And I'm not being a smart ass, but the next one is the hardest. You could say the Patriots, but I don't know. They could go and enroll the Patriots. You could say the last game against the Steelers. You could say the Packers. I don't know. It depends on what Ravens team shows up. So for me, the next game is the hardest game.
Good answer. Good answer. Let's see where it is on the board. Survey says... That should be the number one answer. I think Green Bay is the toughest game of the bunch. But again, as Rob pointed out,
the Bengals are the toughest game of the bunch right now.
It's so cliche, one game at a time, put one foot in front of the other, blah, blah. I mean, it's basically what you have to do. If you win out, you're in the playoffs.
I want to get this shovel. John and Cherry Hill. John, what's up, man?
Stadium announcers at high school football games.
Who?
They
say it again?
Stadium announcers.
Okay. PA announcers, okay.
Yeah, the PA announcer, they're supposed to give the time of, the down and distance, the jersey number, the ball carrier, or the playmaker, the penalties and things of that nature. They're too busy trying to be comedians and DJs, and they don't give the vital information to people who maybe have vision problems, can't see the scoreboard, maybe they're in line or in the bathroom. We need to hear... Okay. Who just carried the ball? Who just made a play?
I can't address the comedian part, John, but I'll tell you this. And just being the DJ, they may have to be the DJ. I've done professional games in the booth. I've done high school games in the booth. And when you're in professional games and college games, what you don't know is they have spotters. They have someone there to point at them the down, the distance, the number of the person. High school PA announcers have none of that. So they're doing all by itself. It sounds easier for pros because they have a staff behind them doing all this stuff for them. I'm on the microphone. Mm-hmm. Someone's pointing down in distance to me. Someone on the right side is pointing who just made the tackle. When you don't have that, it's hard to shuffle through all of that when you got to do everything. Yeah. I can't address the comedian part, but they don't have the staff that the pros have. They're doing all of that by themselves.
Like, for example, the other day, I forget which major announcer it was when the Ravens games talked about Derrick Henry's long run, and it was Keaton Mitchell. And again, I think they look vastly different, but from where they're sitting, I'm sure you can make a mistake or not have the right angle.
He shouldn't have, because he has a spotter.
But that's what I'm saying. The spotter corrected him right after he said it. Yes. So
you don't have that in the high school football game. You just don't. Jim Duquette, our resident GM, joins us at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, the Ravens, 5 weeks for Lamar Jackson have not been very good. He's missed a game, practice each of the 5 weeks. Will we ever get a healthy Lamar? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, we're giving away 2 tickets to see Guns N' Roses August 1st at Hershey Park, courtesy of Live Nation. 410-583-1057. Giving away a pair now. Caller number 5 will give away another pair later on in the program.
That's one of those songs, I don't care what genre you listen to, you know the intro.
It's a great lead-in.
Yeah, yeah. I don't care. There's certain songs, Billie Jean. You know, there's a certain, when it starts, You know who it is. If you don't know who it
There's
is,
a
you know
the
song. Immigrant Song.
Yeah, AC/DC song, yeah. Led Zeppelin, yeah. Pink Floyd. There's a handful. Mm-hmm. The Who. There's yeah. a lot of those intros.
Well, the Who is there. Immigrant Song.
Yeah. Yep. So.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. What's that? 5 weeks in a row, Lamar Jackson has missed at least one practice due to an injury. Body's just not right now.
It's going to be the rest of the year.
I think so, too. Well, are we going to see the best version this year of Lamar, Ed, at any time?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the best version was last year, and this year he's something's bothering him. I mean, I know he's been injured. He's got nagging injuries. He didn't practice yesterday, correct?
No. No.
I mean,
yes, correct.
So, yeah, there's something up, so I don't think we're going to see the 2019 or the 2024 version.
And you know what's sad is I don't even think you need the best version of him to win this year. You just don't. You need the version that you're not seeing now to go, or that you're seeing now to go away. And it hasn't been all bad, but it's a comedy of errors on things that have happened. And you go back 2 games ago to likely fumbling through the end zone, and he follows it up with a touchdown catch that's not a touchdown catch, and all the different things that have gone on and gone awry. And now you sit here and you're going, yeah, they're not good, but who is? So I don't know you need the best Lamar to actually get to the promised land, but if you got 70-80% of what he was last year, I think you're winning your last 4 games.
This is what gets me, Jeremy, and this is what scares me. You said you don't need the best version of him, but some crazy things have happened. You listed just two that quickly. We could go for the next 10 minutes listing crazy things. That's what scares me about this team, because – bad teams find ways to lose. Under 500 and they're finding ways to lose. Maybe they're a bad team. I mean, everything around the Ravens right now suggests they're a bad team, but we're not willing to say it. Maybe they are. Because even when they ran the football as much as we wanted them to run the football Sunday, am I right? Pittsburgh gets 34 yards on the ground and the Ravens still lose? That's not supposed to happen.
Well, I found it, I mean, somewhat laughable. We had somebody call in talking about the Bengals and saying this upcoming game with the Ravens that bad teams find a way to lose. And I think Rob's reply was, aren't we the same team?
Yeah.
I understand that this defense isn't the worst defense in the history of the league, but this is still sad.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ravens are favored in this game against the Bengals, just like they were at home on Thanksgiving night. Doesn't mean a whole lot to me anymore. I get why Vegas is doing it, but I ain't convinced. And no, I don't think you're going to see the best of Lamar at all this year. Lamar's not done, for those of you who say, well, if reality's caught up with him. No, injuries this year has caught up with him.
Those are the people waiting back in the cut for something to go wrong to say, I told you so after about 8 years. There are still people going, I told you this guy stinks after he won 2 MVPs. And then you bring up he won 2 MVPs, should have won 3.
I was going to say it.
You bring it up and then they go, oh, is the goal to win MVPs or to win Super Bowls? Yeah, jackass, everybody wants to win a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. That's an individual award that he won. You still, can acknowledge still deserve it.
That says that he doesn't suck. Yeah. No, the MVP suggests he doesn't suck.
Yeah, show me the last 2-time MVP that stinks in this league.
I'll tell you this, though. I think the next step for him is Ed.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the offseason, whatever he has to do, he has to learn how to play without being the most physically gifted player on the field. And I think that's what he's battling right now.
That's tough. That's hard, man.
But you know he's going to have to, though.
Yeah.
That's his next transition. How do I play? How am I productive if I'm not the most physically gifted player on the field? That's what he has to learn in the offseason.
It's kind of like when Manny was like annoying everybody at third base. He was so much better than everybody else. He would hold on to a throw, and he's being foul territory.
Yeah.
And just be waiting, and then like boom, throw aspirin to first base. So, I mean, just it's hard because the game's been so easy for people like that for so long.
You know why it's a great comparison? Because Manny now, getting older and later in his career, now has to have a different timing in his head to measure when it's the right time to throw the ball. You're right. I mean, that's what he has to do.
Yeah.
And I hope he does learn that. Kevin in Ellicott City had a very interesting shovel. And if I'm not mistaken, Kevin, are you talking about what happened up in Philadelphia?
It was a team from Philadelphia down in Florida, Rob. Good morning, by the way.
Good morning to you.
Ed, thank you for the event last night. It was awesome, man. But
thank you for coming, man. Much appreciated.
Yes, sir. It was awesome, man. I was glad to hang out with everybody. It was great. But, yeah, my shovel goes to the Florida, to the Philadelphia youth football coach. Mainly because you let seven of your players steal $2,500 to $3,000 worth of stuff from Dick's Sporting Goods. And then had the gall to tell the police, don't you got something better to do?
Yeah. That's real good leadership there, Kevin. I read that story and I'm like, what? He asked the police, don't you guys have something better to do?
Unreal.
Your players just stole and you're going to question the police? No, I don't. I do have something better to do, but I'd rather do this. I wish you would have responded that way. Your players just stole from a sporting goods store and you're questioning the police about doing their job. Yeah. Don't you have something better to do?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thanks for being a leader of our young men.
Appreciate it.
You made the police is the bad guy here. 410-583-1057, that's the number.
All the stupid comments I've got in my career.
It's just dumb, man. Jim Duquette joins us at 9. Mark Zeno at 9:15 and Andy Koska at 9:30. But on the other side, it's the Daily Line.
Yeah, we're going to get into it. Got all my plays ready for night, some prop plays. Thursday night football, Falcons, Bucks, two college hoops games that I'm going to throw out there, two hockey games and an NBA game. There are three games that I think shoot over the total, and they're some of my favorite plays tonight, so I'll give all of that out and go over last night as well, which was a winning night. We had a couple of nice calls. Get into that next here on The Fan. All right, here we go. Let's start it off with what happened last night. Another one of those evenings where I was on a lot of good stuff. Had the under in the Kings Kraken game. That hit. Had Marshall. They pulled away and won. Had the Thunder. They blew them out. Had the Spurs. They won outright. I lost the Mammoth again. The sons of bitches.
You did?
Yeah. Was it an extras? Was it overtime? Or they just, maybe I think they
with
lost
extras?
Them. No. It was regulation. It was a tie game in the third and they didn't score. And now I'm forgetting who they played. Oh, Florida. Florida scored to win by one goal. The other one that, again, depending on when you got the number, I told you to take the Purdue Minnesota under. It was 242.5, 243. Landed at 242. Maybe you get, depending on which book you bought it, you won or tied. So at worst, I went 3-1-1 in my top plays. So where do we go today? As there's a lot of stuff to look at. We'll finish with the NFL and kind of get your guys' picks who you think is going to win tonight between the Falcons and the Bucks. Let's start off with this. The NBA. It's the highest total on the board on tonight's slate. I think there's four or five games in the league. And then they get back to the NBA Cup over the weekend. By the way, 4-0 in the NBA Cup. I won each game. So feel good about that. We'll see if we can't continue that over the weekend. But Portland and New Orleans, 240 is the total. These teams just played not that long ago. And that game should have shot out, and I think it turned into a blowout. I don't think this one does. I think we see a bunch of points here, and I think it skies over the total. One other thing to point out, Derek Queen, if he plays, I think they said six more games, he will have played in more games than Zion Williamson in five of his seven seasons.
That's incredible.
If he plays just six more, we're not even at the All-Star break. Mm. That's just unreal, man.
It's a different game.
He just had a triple-double the other night, too. Look, he's playing well. It's kind of incredible to see.
I mean, it's making it a no-brainer for that organization to make that move.
Yeah.
You move on from Zion. That's your guy.
I mean, if you're going to pay him, you're probably going to be dealing with, what are we talking about, availability. Yeah. And by the way, in this league, we're doing the load management thing all the time. He can't even get to that because he's actually hurt.
And this is not about us saying who's better, not about me saying who's better. I think Zion is a tremendous talent. Although, I think Queen has the ability to be an upper echelon, top shelf type player.
I think he's going to, like, people want to compare him to Jokic, and I get it. I think he's going to be similar to a Westbrook type in how he fills up the stat sheet, but not a guy that's stat padding like everybody thinks Westbrook does. I don't know how you stat pad assists or rebounds. Is everybody boxing out and letting you get in the rebound? Come on, man.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, anyway, but I think Portland, New Orleans goes over tonight. NHL, I like Vegas and Philly to go under the total. And Montreal and Pitt to go over the 6.5, as I talked about. Missed the Mammoth last night. Hit on the Kings and Kraken. Blessed Mammoth. You suck. I told you. It happens every. It's four times now. They're in the right spot, and they can't win a damn game. I'm 0-4 with them. Maybe they should be on the no-bet list. College hoops. I love Iowa State. look, what you saw Iowa do to Maryland, that is not Iowa. Iowa beats up on some of the middling teams and the bad teams. They play very slow. Iowa State is going to blow their asses out tonight. I think they win by 20. Give me Iowa State minus the 11.5. And one of my favorite teams, Ooey Pooey. Mm. You guys know Ooey Pooey?
Yeah, Indiana University of Pennsylvania.
Yes. 6:30, Green Bay plays IUPUI. Ooey Pooey. Over 167.5. It's a 6:30 start, so I'm pointing that out. I think we see a bunch of points.
Oh, no, this is University
Purdue.
Purdue.
Yeah, University of Purdue.
I'm thinking of Indiana University of Pennsylvania.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So this is, yeah, Ooey Pooey is the, that's right, Indiana University of Purdue, whatever the hell it is. So I like them to go over the total. And in the NFL.
Is this some.
Doug Gottlieb?
That's his team, right? Yeah. Green Bay?
Yep.
Their favorite?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I hope they lose.
I do too. I hate Doug Gottlieb. He's going to steal some more credit cards at Notre Dame, jackass. Or was it Oak State? No, it was Notre Dame.
Yeah, he got put out of Notre Dame for that and went to Oak State.
And it went to Oak State. All right, Falcons and Bucks tonight. First off, who do you guys think wins the game?
Buccaneers. I mean, they're playing for the division. The Falcons are eliminated already. So they have nothing to play for.
Where are they playing?
Tampa.
Tampa.
Mike Evans should be back.
I'll go with the Bucks.
I heard he's back. Yeah.
He is back.
They're saying he practiced limited the past 2 days. So playing tonight, they expect him. I just wonder how much we see him. My algorithm has him at 2.6 catches for 33 yards.
Open up the bottle, man. I didn't plan on it. Just have a drink.
I like the under in tonight's game. I do think the Falcons are a live dog. I'm going to roll with you guys with the Bucks winning. Although, I think this is a field goal game.
Okay.
I do. I mean, I know I know it's kind of hard to sell people on that with the way the Falcons played last week and the way we've seen they just got eliminated from the playoffs. But it's what I keep talking about with this league. Stop looking at last week and thinking that's what's going to happen this week, because I don't think anyone thought New Orleans was knocking off Tampa Bay last week. So short week, crazy things happen. You got the Bucks, I'm assuming, Ed.
Yeah.
Bucks. Yeah. Bucks. Joe, you Bucks? Bucks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, is it Kirk Cousins?
Yes.
Bucks.
Okay. Here's my prop plays for tonight to go along with it. I like
you would take Michael Penix Jr. if it was him?
Bucks.
I like Godwin over his receiving yards. I like Bucky over rushing and receiving. It's 87.5 for Tampa Bay. I like Kyle Pitts under 5.5 receptions. I like Kirk Cousins over 1.5 rush attempts if you could find it, but a lot of books aren't putting it out there, so I like him over a half a rush yard, plus 110. It's just funny because if he takes off once, you could lose it with a kneel down if Atlanta wins. I'll take my chances with him taking off once and picking up a couple yards. I also like, and this is one that's plus 200, I like Kirk Cousins over 1.5 passing touchdowns. Just a flyer I'm going to take here because like as we're looking at it, everybody thinks the running game is going to be there. You look at their wide receivers and it's like, who do you fear? Darnell Mooney? This kid Sills? Sills? Is that Kyle Pitts? I mean, so... Again, a lot of people think the backs are going to be used a ton. I still think he moves the ball around and gets two touchdown passes at 2-1 odds. I'll take it. So there you go. My favorite plays, the Falcons, Bucks under, Iowa State. I do like Vegas and Philly to go under. Portland, New Orleans over in the NBA. And I would take Ooey Pooey in Green Bay over the 167.5. There you go.
There you go. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We talked Orioles earlier. Darius and Towson wants to weigh in. What's up, Darius?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing, man. It's cold outside, but I'm feeling very good with this Alonzo move right now.
Good weather for a polar bear.
I wanted to ask you guys this. By the Orioles signing superstar slugger P. Alonzo yesterday, what expectation would you have for this team in 2026 season and why?
I think if healthy, and that's always that, if we don't know that by 2025, then we don't know it. I think if healthy, this is one of the top teams in the AL East.
I think it's one of the top teams in the American League, if healthy.
Yeah.
And again, there's a lot.
They're not done.
To be fair, and this is what the naysayers are going to go back to, there are a lot of what ifs. Like, you know, you want Bradish to stay healthy for a full season. You want to see if Trevor Rogers duplicates what he did last year, or at least some semblance of it. Dean Kramer's been way better than anyone wants to give him credit for. You know that, and I know that.
I love him.
And then now you're looking at a lineup that has right-handed power protection. You have two right-handed bats, and then you throw in Tyler O'Neill, and it gives you another one. So the way that you made left-handed pitching look like Sandy Koufax in his best year, and it didn't matter which left-hander, that's changing.
Absolutely. I expect my expectations are a lot higher than they were before these signings. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Jim Duquette, our resident GM, joins us at 9, but on the other side, let's stick with the Orioles. What moves do the Orioles need to make next? We'll have you weigh in as well, right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We will not talk about that right now. We will not.
No.
Ed Norris.
Yeah.
The Orioles have signed Pete Alonso, taking him from your beloved Mets.
Mm-hmm.
My man Mike Matthews, who listens to the show, is Mets for life. Well, Pete Alonso's not.
No.
He's an Oriole now. Who do they go get next? And if in the Ed Norris world, right now, if they signed someone today, it would be
Framber Valdez.
I like your thinking.
Yeah.
I like your thinking. That's what I'm.
The only thing missing now is a real starting pitcher. You've added a tremendous amount of power to this lineup. Tremendous. With the last, two moves. You got yourself a closer. I mean,
and it adds to it, also fulfills the contractual obligations they have with Alonso, because he has to have a Hispanic pitcher on opening day, according to the Inquirer.
We had
to
have another Met.
Yeah.
No, that was from the Globe News.
Yeah.
Would you say it was the Daily Mail show or the Daily Bugle?
Hold on. I do have to say.
Yeah.
You got to be careful with this Sherron Stewart story.
Why?
Because there's a lot of stuff out there that's not real.
What's not real?
Sherron Stewart.
whatever the coach's name
is. Oh, Moore.
Yeah. Sorry. Like the one that said that they found out that he knocked up the assistant is because they delivered Plan B to his office. That was not real, but it has like 10,000 retweets.
Really? Oh, I didn't. Yeah.
And if you click the guy's account, it says Parody.
Is that his name? Parody?
It looks like the same guy that fooled you with the Giants story.
Hey! Nobody fooled me. I went with it.
You just went with it, right?
It's on the internet. It's real. I seen it.
Jeremy Kahn. In Jeremy Kahn's world, if they could sign someone today, it would be?
I have no problem if it's Framber Valdez. In my mind, I want them to sign either Mike King or Ranger Suarez and trade for Freddie Peralta. Freddie Peralta, I want more than anyone that's out there right now. Yes. I think that's a guy that if you played your cards right, he comes here and plays, that he would sign an extension here. Mm-hmm. And I think if you trade for Freddie Peralta, not knowing what Trevor Rogers is going to repeat, I think he's your best pitcher.
Mm-hmm. Freddie Peralta.
And you've made deals with the Brewers before. Freddie just shows up, man. Shows up. You get K's. Very consistent. We missed out on Burns. He didn't want to sign here. And, of course, signed with Arizona. I think this is a guy you could keep.
What about Edward Carrera?
I mean, that's still out there. It's just a matter of what the Marlins are asking for.
And to back Jeremy up, Freddie Peralta has had more strikeouts than innings pitch in each of the 8 years of his career. He'll be 30, age 30 this upcoming season. Last year, 176 and two-thirds innings pitched. 204 strikeouts.
What's his ERA there?
His ERA was last year 2.70, which was a career high.
Let me see if that's good.
Or career low.
I'm gonna check real quick. Yeah, that's good. So, all right. Yeah, that checks out. And again.
And he is a free agent, folks, so it's not a trade.
He's a trade. You got to trade for him.
It says.
You got another
26 career contract status, free agent.
After 26?
No, it says 26 contract status. Free agent. I'm just going by Baseball Reference.
I think the Brewers are talking about trading him. So okay. Here, I'll look up the rest of it. I didn't think he was a free agent.
Yeah, it says 2026 free agent. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning here. Show on the Fan.
No, Freddie is not a free agent right now, but will become one after the 2026 season.
Okay.
Making a prime candidate for the Milwaukee Brewers. He's earning only $8 million. Yankees, Red Sox, Giants aggressively pursuing him, and the Orioles are in on him as well.
Yeah, Baseball Reference got that one wrong. Because it's showing up says 2026 contract status free agent.
How did I'm assuming maybe it's either a mistake or they meant the end of the year, but if they're typing it up like that, like it makes.
And it even says at the end of service time, 7.090 free agent 2026.
Yeah, he signed a 5-year, $15.5 million contract with the Brewers way back when. God, did they get him for a mint.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. He only made eight. Oh, okay, here it is. This is it.
He avoided some arbitration?
No, it's team option. Okay. That's why it says free agent.
Gotcha.
2026 is the team option. It was either $8 million, that's all he's making, or $875 buyout.
Ed, you notice how when Rob makes a mistake, we're just going to brush over and it was something else that happened. But like when I bring up something from the National Enquirer, all of a sudden it's not real and we're going to talk about it all the time.
National Enquirer, Baseball Reference. What are we going with? What are we going with here?
They were both wrong.
There's degrees of wrong.
No, there's not.
Yeah.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Rashawn. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning, man.
Hey, good seeing you last night, Ed.
Yeah, but thanks for coming. I had a lot of fun.
How many fights you record?
Yeah. Nah, man, it was peaceful, man. You know, everything was good, man. You know.
You must not have stayed long.
Oh, no, we stayed all night, man.
Yeah, that's to the bitter end.
Hey, yeah, shout out to the girl in the red, all red, too, man. You know, she was showing me love, man. She was showing me love until Trippy came, and then next thing you know, man, you know, of course, Trippy got all attention, man. Hello, all up in her face, man, you know, but... And that's all good, man. Hey, but so I'm happy they signed Alonzo, right? So my question to you, right, like I guess Ed, Jeremy, Rob, anyway, I mean probably Rob, you probably can answer this the best, right? Like Jeremiah Jackson, like, do you see him continuing, you know, to have a, you know, great, I guess, season next year like he did this year? And also
he doesn't have a defensive home. That's the biggest question about him is you know, people see him as a a role player, a utility player, but I don't know how much confidence they have in him defensively.
Okay, and where does Tyler O'Neill fit in this equation? Because I know he picked up the option or something like that, so we got him for another year. Like, he's just a, you know, we get what we can get out of him.
If he stays healthy, he's going to hit 30 bombs. If he stays healthy, he's going to hit 30 bombs.
Yeah. And they also got him a subscription to Patient First, so he's set.
Yeah, he's got to deal with him.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, definitely against lefty, being a lefty masher, maybe platoon with Beavers, but you don't have to be strictly platoon. And Jeremy, you talked about this earlier. He can DH, he can play outfield. He, you know, you got four outfielders. Somebody's going to have a day off. If he's healthy, he's going to play 120 games.
Yeah, because I know you said earlier, Rob, you think Alonso's going to play a lot at DH, so that's going to take a lot of, you know, that DH spot away from, you know, a lot of these players.
I think for this year, he's going to have to be at first base a lot.
Yeah.
Mm, okay. All right. You know, so hopefully go out and sign a pitcher now, though. You know, we get Freddie, and then we'll be all set.
But
and, I'll be.
Can I ask this question? Does it matter if it's a combination of the three, of Adley, Pete Alonso, and Sam Bassaio with first base, catcher, DH? Does it matter as long as Pete's not the one playing catcher? Like, stack them up any way you want.
Right.
Whether Pete's DH and Bassaio's at first base, yeah. I just want both of them in the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
But what about Mountcastle then? I mean, he's still going to be part of this team, right?
Is Steve
Liston? I heard the caller call in, and you know, I don't know if we got against Mountcastle, but he was, you know, saying we make the playoffs since Mountcastle and all this other crazy
stuff. I don't know. I mean, it's tough on Mountcastle. Mountcastle either going to be packaging something. I can't see where he fits in if you keep him, because now you have a log jam at first base. You have too many guys who can play first.
But if you were going to have a guy that was going to platoon at first base, more than likely you would rather it be Mountcastle than Mayo, because if you're not trading Mayo, you want him playing every day.
Okay, so you platoon him at first base, then what about Bassaio?
That's what I'm saying. Like, He would be a situational player.
Situation, okay.
In saying platoon, I'm not talking like a 50-50 split or anything like that. I'm saying when Pete Alonso needed a day off, or if something happened, you have Mountcastle there.
Let me ask you this, GM, and we have our GM next real quick. Is he more valuable as a situational player, or is he more valuable in a trade?
Trade.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jim Duquette joins us up next. Our resident GM, he'll weigh in on this move up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.